السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 1st of Shawwal 1444, corresponding to the 22nd of April 2023. Alhamdulillah. So today, before we give you the news, views and interviews, let us just discuss one sentence of the Noble Quran, and then inshallah we will go to the news, views and interviews, and thereafter inshallah till 6 o'clock or so, we will answer all your queries inshallah. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 185, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. And you, the Muslims, you must complete the period of 30 days of Ramadan or 29 days, whatever the case might be, so you complete that. And thereafter, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And then you must glorify Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala as He has granted you this hidayat and guidance. You know, sometimes our wives or children say, go and buy ABC. Some important thing from the supermarket or the shop. So we make a list of priorities. If someone has to ask us what is the most important priority in the life of a Muslim, so we have to say our Iman, our faith, our Islam, our religion. So Almighty Allah is reminding us here, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And you must glorify Almighty Allah Jalla Wala as He guided you. He gave you the nur, the radiance, the effulgence, and placed it in the in inner recesses of our hearts. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith mentioned in Tabarani, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. You must beautify your Eid with takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Human nature is such, everybody wants to be a big shot, everybody wants to be a Mr. Somebody. Islam teaches us we are Mr. Nobody. All majesty, all sovereignty, all grandeur, authority belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala alone. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And then we go out for our Fajr Salat. And why do we go out for Fajr? And then the Eid Salat. So the prayer for Eid. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you thank Almighty Allah for His ever-recurring bounties and favors. Just take Ramadan and take today the day of Eid al-Fitr, 1st of Shawwal. So we see that we read our Tahajjud Salat in our homes. So we ignited one nur, one radiance, one effulgence. Then for our normal Salat, 5 daily Salat, we went to the local masjid, we went to the local mosque, or we went to the musalla, and then that nur radiance got bigger. And then for the Jummah Friday prayer, then we went, remember, to the Jummah Masjid, Jami Masjid, the big mosque and so forth. So that nur and radiance got bigger and larger from the inner, from our homes. Then it went to the local masjid and mosque, and now to the Friday mosque and masjid. Then on Eid day, which is today now, so we see we leave the masajid and the mosque, and then we go to the Eidgah. And now we go to the open field. There we are going to glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so that nur, that radiance is increasing and getting larger and bigger all the time. And then on the 9th of Zulhijjah, on Maidan Arafat, on the plains of Arafat, we find 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. The greatest amount was in 92, where we had 4 million people on the plains of Arafat. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. The greatest assembly of humanity. So that is what Islam is. We will take the nur of Almighty Allah's religion, the nur of the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nur and radiance of the noble Quran, and the nur of our Iman and Islam, and spread it and disseminate it throughout the whole world, so that we take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the nur and radiance of Islam. So every Muslim, today is day of Eid. La'allakum tashkurun. Be grateful, thankful to all the ever-recurring bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when we finish with our Eid Salat and Khutbah and so forth, the sermon, then brother to brother you're going to meet, sister to sister you're going to meet, and say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, that may Almighty Allah accept from us, may Almighty Allah accept from you. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered these mubarak blessed words, as mentioned in Bayhaqi, and Sahaba, the beloved companions also, as mentioned by Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, in his great commentary on Bukhari Sharif Fathul Bari. So these are the things we should remember. Our Sadaqatul Fitr, we should pay it now if we have not paid it as yet. 35 rand per person, pay for our minor children as well, that's compulsory. Whilst going to the Eidgah or the Masjid, then read the Takbir as well. And mashallah, Eid day is a day of happiness and joy. So show and share the joy with our families and so forth, our small children and so forth. Give them some Eid and some nice gift and so forth. Your beloved wife, what sacrifices she made. So tell her, oh honey, take this money and so forth. Why? Tahaddu, tahabbu. Give gifts to one another, and that will generate mutual love. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَةَ تُذِبُ الْغَائِنَ. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us that this will remove the malice, rancor, and hatred. So we, on behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we wish one and all a Eidun Sa'id, Eid Mubarak, and we say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Let's take you quickly around the world, news, views, and interviews. The Haaretz newspaper has written that he, Netanyahu, the Harami, Bibi, the war criminal, has several options, but all the options lead to hell. So all his options, all the roads for him lead to hell. So it means that, remember, Israel is already going to start this coming week with their celebrations, but they all know that it is all going downhill because of Netanyahu's policy and the right-wing ministers he has, who are real terrorists and war criminals themselves. Then our Indonesian brothers, Jazahumullahu Khaira, Allah Ta'ala reward them. MashaAllah, their hackers are very, very busy, and they're attacking Israel websites and so forth. So anybody does anything to harm Israel, we support it. Al-Harbu Khuda, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, when you are at war with somebody, with some country or whoever, then it is a master of deception. Who knows how to deceive the best? Remember, because they were enemies, so there must be no compromise and no sympathy, empathy to them. Then Putin, remember, you know, he's not a harami also, but we're supporting him against Ukraine and America and all of Europe and so forth. And MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, they discuss the oil prices and OPEC and so forth, because they are the two major players. And telephonically they did that, and now they're marginalizing America, marginalizing the West and Europe, and they're feeling the pain, remember that. And then we see that Sudan, the situation is getting worse. Some places, no power, no electricity, no water, no food, and essential services also are decreasing by the hour. So things are very, very sad and bad there in Khartoum and Sudan. May and the Muslim country, Allah Jalla Wala, make it easy for them and the people. It's all people who are hungry for power, and the West obviously will always exploit the situation. We come to our part of the land. Dawood Mota is there, Junaid Mota is there. So we thank all of you. So Jazakumullahu Khaira. So we see that in this part of our world, Gauteng, where I am now in Heidelberg, in Johannesburg, Pretoria, all these places, they say there's a major outbreak of cockroaches. Now imagine, one side you got load shedding, some place that they got water shedding, and now the cockroaches are also busy and so forth. So always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for afia, for safety, for comfort, and say, Ya Allah, read now with me, and then inshallah, Junaid Mota will pose the questions. Read this wonderful, complete, comprehensive dua. Allahumma. Inna nas'aluka Allahumma, O beloved Allah, inna we nas'aluka, we beg of thee, we ask of you, Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa, we beg of you forgiveness. Nas'aluka al-afwa, forgiveness. Wal-afiya, grant us safety, comfort, goodness, fiddini, wal-dunya, wal-akhira. Wal-afiya, fiddini, wa-dunya wal-akhira. Oh, beloved Allah, we beg of you forgiveness. We beg of you goodness and security, safety, comfort, everything regarding fiddini, our religious matters, wa-dunya, our worldly matters and affairs, wal-akhira, and everything regarding the year after. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. So may Almighty Allah protect us. Whenever you see somebody, something causing you harm, then read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. Ya Allah, the evil of what He, Allah, created, Ya Allah, we seek your protection from all these things that are going to cause us harm sooner or later. May Almighty Allah on this Mubarak day of Eid unite our hearts, unite our families, and inshallah, that make it a special, special day. And I know that this question comes up, so let me just mention it, and then inshallah, my brother Junaid Mota will pose the questions. Should we close our shops and our businesses? So it is mustahab, better to close it if you have Muslim employees and so forth. Then it's better, it's not compulsory or something. So if you open your shop business, income will be halal after the Eid Salat. There's no problem with that. But if you close it so they can also spend quality time, your employees, with their families and so forth, so Islam encourages that. However, if you have non-Muslim staff and no real Muslim there, or you tell the Muslim he doesn't have to come to work today, so that will be good and a generous gesture on your part, and you don't dock his wages, obviously. So in that case there, if you have non-Muslim staff and you remain open, so all that is no problem. Islamically, it is acceptable. Gee, Junaid Mota, we're waiting now for the questions that have come in. You can start firing, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti, it is a common practice where majority of us will be keeping the sixth fast of Shawwal. Some ladies have missed six fast during their napaki during Ramadan. Do they keep the nafil six fast first, or do they keep their qaza first?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anything we want to know, our first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif, and then the Sunnah Mubarakah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 31, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. So that is chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. Now let us go to the Ahadith Mubarakah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith on the authority of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh, who's buried there in Istanbul, and remember that he was the first host of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the Hijrah and arrival in Medina Munawwara. He, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, states, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Man sama Ramadan, who kept all the fast of Ramadan, the 29, 30, whatever the case is, then thumma atba'ahu bi sittim min shawwal. Then subsequently you followed it up with the 6 fasts of Shawwal, whether consecutively, intermittently, kana ka siyam iddahr, is like the person can fast for the whole entire year. This is the authentic hadith, Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So for the Ramadan fast, we multiply times 10, you get 300. And then this 6 fast year of Shawwal, so mashallah, 360. In Islam, the maximum, optimum amount of days you can have in a year, and it will very seldom happen like that, is 360 days. However, we must worry and be concerned about our farz first. So if a person, male or female, was sick and, you know, ill, or a person was a musafir, a traveler, so first you keep your qada. That is compulsory. And then you worry about the 6 Shawwal fast, the sunnah. So we don't keep the sunnah fast first. Allah will not question us about that. But Allah will definitely question us regarding the compulsory fast. And therefore, qada of that must be kept first. Then you get some sharpshooters. They say, okay, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, that, for example, they'll make double intention. They'll make for qada and Shawwal. That is not permissible according to majority scholars. So first qada, and then we keep the 6 Shawwal fast. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq to understand, and the divine ability, capacity to understand Deenul Islam as life of priorities.
Mufti, at some of the masjids and idgahs, we find many beggars standing outside dressed in Islamic garb. Some of them are Muslim and others are not. Can Sadaqatul Fitr be given to these people?
Remember that as far as Sadaqatul Fitr goes, everyone should have paid it out already. But if you have not done so, then remember that there are 2 different ahadiths. The first hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, Bulughul Maram, and Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reports, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it compulsory zakat al-fitri. You call it sadaqatul fitr or zakatul fitr. Why? Tuhuratul lisa'im min al-laghwi wa rafath. The first benefit is it will purify us. The person who was fasting during the month of Ramadan, with our eyes we saw wrong things, we heard wrong things, we spoke wrong things. So it purifies us for our deficiency whilst we were fasting. Tuhuratul lisa'im min al-laghwi wa rafath, wa tu'matul lil-masakin. And then it empowers the poor Muslims as well. So fitra, sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr must be given to poor Muslims only. And now before Eid Salat and Eid Day, but night before Eid Salat, because Eid Day is here already, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on and said, فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ salat. When you pay your feet, sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr, now before the Eid Salat, فَيَا زَكَاتٌ مَقْبُولَ, then you will receive the optimum, maximum reward. And if you pay it afterwards, now in the afternoon or something, or after Eid Salat, وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ salat, فَيَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ. It will be valid, but the reward will be much, much less. So that's one hadith authentic in Abu Dawood. Second one, what is the aim objective of Sadaqatul Fitr? One, to cleanse and purify ourselves. Second one, Allama Qasani Rahimahullah in Badai Usanai, he has mentioned this hadith. Ughnuhum anis su'ali dhaka al-yawm. You Muslims, you should have already taken care of your poor. So they should become independent and self-sufficient, that they don't go begging and so forth. But now we know our circumstances, the social economic situation and so forth. So if people come, so we will advise you that if you want to give, it's up to you, it's your prerogative. Make sure you don't give zakatul fitr, zakat, and, you know, compulsory. If you give, give voluntary charity, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, whatever you want to give. So because you don't know who who's who in the zoo, basically, because people will just come and make salam alaikum, salam alaikum. You know that. You don't know who's a Muslim, who's not a Muslim. So because they know the Muslims are going to go to the Eidgah and go to the masajid in their thousands. So remember that my advice, if you are to give, it should be voluntary charity and not that charity that is compulsory like zakat or sadaqatul fitr.
Mufti, we gave out our fitr last week and we gave money short. What do we do now?
Yeah, now whatever is left, you pay it out now for just time, give it to the poor Muslims and so forth. 35 rand according to the Hanafis you have to give. You gave 20 rand, 25 rand. So now per person for yourself and for your wife and for your minor children, go and pay it now. You are five of you, 50 rand, go give to some poor person, for example. Shafis and Hanbalis and them say minimum 40 rand. Anything above that also is welcome, mashallah. So the more we give, the more Allah Ta'ala will reward us also.
Is it really true that the devils are released on your Eid days? I can't fathom.
Remember when Ramadan finishes, like now our Ramadan finished yesterday at sunset. So remember the shayateen are unshackled, unfettered, and now they're back already to their duty. You will see today, you will see tomorrow, Monday already, how many people will come for Fajr Salat, how many will be there Asr time and so forth. Without exception, you will see all the masajid. In the first week, 50% of the people are missing. So why? The shaitan is busy. He says, sleep, sleep, nam, nam, kanomatil arus. Hadith, you must remember, open Mustad Ahmad and so forth. Sleep, sleep, like how? The bride is going to sleep on the wedding night. And then people will miss their Fajr Salat. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Bala shaitanu fi udunay. When a person misses his or her Fajr Salat, they don't read on time. They'll go read there after sunrise. Then the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan are urinating in their ears. And we see that everywhere in every masjid today, Allah forbid. So one, two masjid, maybe the population is small, like, you know, Komati Port or Balfour. So it's a different thing. I'm going to Balfour today. So inshallah, for the Eid, 7:30 is the lecture. 8 o'clock, you must remember, is the Salat for Eid. So small, small places, maybe you can still find some exception. But generally, you will find that, you know, big places, 50% or more are missing, you must remember that. And the shaitan is very active, brother.
Ms. Defi wants to know, on this day of Eid, do your people slaughter chickens or sheep for breakfast?
No, remember, there's no slaughtering. That is Eid al-Adha. So that will be now 2 months and 10 days henceforth. From today, 2 months and on 10 days. On the 10th of Zulhijjah, so then we will be sacrificing our goats, our sheep, our cow, our camel. Whatever people find, you must remember, in their cities, countries, continents. So not this Eid. This Eid, yeah, we give out charity in cash or we give out in food or whatever you, to the poor, poor Muslims and to the non-Muslims also we give. But that is the voluntary charity. It's got nothing to do, sister, with regarding, remember, the sacrifice and slaughtering.
Mufti, majority of men on each night and each day visit the Kabristan. Is this permissible?
One is something that is sunnah. For example, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to the maqbara, the graveyard, the cemetery. Remember, on the Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, 15th night of Sha'ban, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif and so forth. So that definitely we will say sunnah, mustahab, will encourage it for the men. Each day, we say, it's not a sunnah for the men to go to the graveyard, but definitely it is permissible. See, I give you my example. Yesterday I came here to Heidelberg, so I had to translate the khutbah from Makkah, then lecture here in the Heidelberg Masjid here, Masjidur Rahman, and so forth, all that. Then in the afternoon, my nephew Muhammad and myself and the flowers, the children, we went to the graveyard, mashallah. Our parents are there, our brothers are there, and so forth, other members of the family. So to go on a Friday is highly, highly encouraged, and in Mustahab Sunnah also. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Bayhaqi, Man tawafa, that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man zara qabra abawayhi, O ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah. Whosoever visit the graves of his parents, provided they passed away as Muslim, both of them or one of them on a Friday, ghufira lahu, he'll be forgiven, wa kutiba bara, and considered as a pious son of his parents. So therefore I went, and that's why I made this proposal, that I said, let me come here, I can go graveyard on Friday, everything, Jumma, all that year. So today we're going to Balfour. So my dada, dadi, uncle, auntie, all of them are buried there. My grandparents and uncle, auntie from my father's side and all of them. So to go, and I'm going to go definitely, inshallah, to the graveyard. So we definitely will say it is permissible, but not sunnah. So we must draw that distinction, remember that. So anybody among the men, you want to go to the graveyard, you came to meet your family, your father, mother, grandparents are buried, all totally permissible. There's no problem with that at all.
Mufti, I am a revert. Is Eid Salah sunnah or wajib? If it is either, how do we ladies perform it at home?
Remember, yeah, there are 3-4 different issues. Regarding Eid Salat, the Hanafis say it's wajib, the Shafis and them, they say it's sunnah. Okay? So that's one. Second one is this, for the men, you go to the masjid or you go to the Eidgah. Only for the men. For the women, our fatwa verdict is very clear in this day and this age. For the women to go to Eidgah and that for Eid Salat is haram and not permissible. I gave you all the reasons. There will be intermingling there. There will be videoing there. Therefore, women will go, majority of them dolled up and perfume and makeup. And since when all this is permissible? So therefore, we say it's haram and not permissible. Now the question arises, can a lady, there's no Eid Salat on ladies according to all 4 schools that is compulsory. Nobody says that. Nor the Shafi'is, nor the Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis. Nobody says it's compulsory upon the ladies. It is for Eid Salat. Now the question arises, the lady wants to read Eid Salat there in a house, right? So now, is that permissible or not? So Hanafis say, no, not permissible, because the condition is there has to be Jamaat and a lot of other conditions which are not fulfilled. So that she can't do. She can read Ishraq Salat. For example, I'm in Balfour, 8 o'clock, right? Say if Hapas 8, 9 o'clock, everything is finished. Now the lady in the confine of her house, Hapas 8, 9 o'clock, she wants to read. You must remember Ishraq Salat. So that is permissible, no problem with that. But Eid Salat, according to Hanafis, then the lady won't be allowed to read. But Shafis and them, they allow that. They say that she can read on her own, 2 rakat Eid Salat in the confines of her house, so that the Shafis and them, they allow. So 15, 20 minutes, half an hour after sunrise, she, that lady, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, want to read. She's following the Shafi, Hanbali school and so forth. And individually, so yes, that will be permissible in the confines of her house. So we need to understand the fakku. Properly, what is deen? Not follow our worms, fancies and desires.
Mufti, a lady went out of the fold of Islam about a year ago. Her husband didn't give her a divorce. Now, on this day of Eid's morning, she wants to get back with her husband. Is she still married to him, or must she renew her iman and re-perform the nikah?
Remember, this is one of the worst crimes a person can commit. Such a person who was born a Muslim, Muslimah, or that person there embraced Islam. That person was born a Muslim, or they embraced Islam, male or female. Then they got married and what have you. Allah forbid, whether they single, whether they married. Now they denounce Islam, became apostates, we say murtad, murtadda. So that means that they are no more Muslims. So what are the ramifications and consequences of that? Remember, the nikah itself is finished. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man baddala deenahu faqtuluh. When a person becomes an apostate, a murtad, then the death penalty applies. According to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, remember this is for male and female. For female, the hadith of Umm Marwan is mentioned in Dara Qutni. So therefore, the verdict of majority scholars is very, very strong, and that's the fatwa we will pass in this day and this age. According to Hanafis, when a person, Allah forbid, aliyazubillah, becomes a murtad, then the death penalty, capital punishment will be applicable for male and for female. She will be incarcerated in prison, hatta tatub aw tamut, till she makes tawbah and repent, or she dies a natural death. In this case here, three, four things must happen. She, this lady in question, must make sincere tawbah, and she must repent sincerely. Second one, she has to repeat the kalima and enter the fold of Islam, re-enter, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu, and believe in all the articles of faith from the bottom of our heart sincerely, not just from the tip of the tongue and so forth. Third one is the prerogative of the husband, that whether he wants to remarry her or not, remember that. She can't impose it upon him, no, you must remarry me. So remember, she became murtadda and so forth. But maybe he wants to remarry her because there are innocent ma'asum children involved and so forth. We don't have all the details. So that is his prerogative. And fourth one, for all of us, this is a big, big lesson, remember that. Always read chapter 3, surah 3, surah al-Imran, verse 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Allah, Jalla wa Ala, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us this guidance and this nur and radiance and effulgence. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Allah, grant us from your side a special, special mercy to envelope us, encompass us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Indeed, you are the best of givers, O Allah. Chapter 3, verse 8. And we just finished Surah Yusuf. Inshallah, during the course of this week, Monday, Tuesday or so, we will send out the entire Quran Sharif, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, from Surah Fatiha to Surah Nas, and inshallah, the whole Surah Yusuf, which we did, mashallah, from verse Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, and verse 1, right up to verse 104, and mashallah, even the non-Muslims are so interested in it. So therefore, we selected it, Adam in Fadli Rabbi, and we finished the entire Quran Sharif on Thursday, mashallah, with Allah's help. Allah's mercy, hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. So we'll send all that out also, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah ta'ala reward my brother Tobela also, that he was very much instrumental in, you know, the collating of it and so forth. So anyway, so that in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 101, so there's a verse there, and you must read this one sentence daily. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni fi salihin. Ya Allah, that let me die as a true Muslim with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Chapter 12, verse 101. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us from ritta, from becoming a murtad, and people who become apostates and so forth. Allah Jalla protect us min al-nifaq wa shiqaq and all this hypocrisy and so forth.
Sir, I am Rodriguez. I want to know, why is there a difference on the days of your Eid celebrations across the world? If they see the moon in Saudi, why doesn't South Africa have it on the same day?
Very good question, my brother Rodriguez. That's why we love it when non-Muslims ask these questions, and we are there at your service, that whatever is on your mind regarding Islam, you must ask. I am not here, brother Rodriguez, to defend Muslims. I am here only to propagate true Islam and to defend Islam. So now, yeah, there's politics involved, okay? So Thursday, you must remember, was day in Saudi Arabia, the 29th of Ramadan, okay? So that night, when they saw the moon after sunset, it was 10 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours maximum. And it was a phantom sighting. They didn't see the moon. Remember that. They had the true crescent and the hilal, what we say, they didn't see that. There's politics at play there. Their ruler is MBS. You see the word we used just now, murtad, so we call him Murtad bin Shaitan. So he is the son of Satan, Lucifer, and is an enemy of Islam. if they could just use their common sense. But you know, common sense nowadays is not so common, you know. So then they should have finished Friday 30, and then the whole world should have celebrated Eid today. And how much unity, love, brotherhood, sisterhood there should be. But they want to show the world that they are the agents of America, Israel, and cause big, big problems in the Ummah and so forth. Ummah means the international Muslim community. I give you one easy example so it will resonate with you, my brother Rodriguez. You know, at night, daytime we are fasting, nighttime we read a prayer. It's called Taraweeh. It's called the night prayer, right? We read 20 units and we complete the Quran, the entire Quran by memory, right? Millions of Muslims, I completed, millions of people. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. What he did, this MBS, from 2020, he said, no, you don't read 20 rakats, 20 units in the prayer, you must read 10. So what they are doing, they are chopping, changing the religion of Islam to suit the enemies and to curry favor with the enemies and bootleg the enemies. So this is what we say in the Urdu language, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. The house is burning with the fire, the lamp in the house. So these are agents of the enemies destroying Islam. I give you another example, my brother Rodriguez. You know, every Friday, we have the Jummah prayer, Friday prayer. And this is going on from the time of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His instruction, because he is a de facto leader there in Saudi Arabia, his father now is very old and tired and retired, Salman and so forth. So he runs the show, right? So what happens is, he tells the imams, the leaders, when you are supplicating, you are not allowed to take the word Yahud, Jews. You're not allowed to use the word Palestine, that is in Arabic Palestine. Now imagine the perception one will get an impression that the Jutlas, the Haramis, the cursed people on this earth, they are not the selected people, they are the people who are punished by Almighty Allah for all times, all places, as enshrined in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. He instructs the imams and the leaders of the prayer, you don't use these words here. But the Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies you will find are the Jutlas, are the Jews. Allah didn't speak of Zionism. People, they think, they say, no, Judaism, we got no problem. Problem is Zionism. Islam rejects that. That Islam says Jews are the problem. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And the idol worshippers, the Hindus, we don't say every Jew. We never say every Hindu. But we definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus. My brother Rodriguez, you can just go now and Google what is currently happening in the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. What is happening there by Hitler's Hindus? That's the term the Haaretz use for the Hindus of India. They're carrying out the policy of Hitler there against the Muslims in the Hindutva. So Muslims are treated as second, third, fourth citizens in India of Modi, and Modi is a butcher of Gujarat. And remember that thousands of people were murdered, the Muslims. There were thousands of women are raped in India since Modi and them came into power. So you look at Israel, 75 years in existence, what you call it? You call it an apartheid Nazi terrorist regime. So that is our response, my brother. That is regarding your question.
Mufti, you must listen to this one. Today is my marriage to Islam. I have never been so happy as I am now. Islam is the true religion, and I declare that there is only one God, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final prophet. Thank you, AK, for being such a great inspiration in playing this crucial part of my life, Sister Tully.
Sister Tully, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, you made me so happy, my Sister Tully. Believe you me, I have to pray for you and our listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the listeners of Radio Al Ansar. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, my Sister Tully. I don't know that what name you chose, but if you're going to ask me, then I will choose the name for you, Sister Tully. You embrace Islam today on the Mubarak, blessed day of Eid. And I will suggest the name Tahira for you. T-A-H-E-R-A. That means pure. And that is the title of our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was, remember, the honorable wife of the master alayhi salatu salam for 25 years. And then a demise took place. That marriage, mashallah, there were 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. So you made me so happy. So before I'm going now for the Fajr prayer here in Heidelberg, and then after that, inshallah, prepare, freshen up, and then go to Balfour. I'll mention it there as well, that how Allah Ta'ala uses us. It's only His grace, only His mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. Pastor, what you say, Pastor? So you, my sister Tali, I want you to contact me personally, right? I'm going to give you my number. Please write it down. I'm going to give you 2 numbers because you're a special person, my sister. No more Tali now. We're going to call you Tahira. I wish if Arafat was there, Arafat should have shouted, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, you know. So you should be so elated, delighted. Nevertheless, he's gone for Eid here and there. So what we say, my sister Tahira, write these 2 numbers down. Both have WhatsApp. And then I'll give you my sister, my niece's numbers there in Durban, and you contact them, and whatever you need, we are there at your service. My 2 numbers here, 071-888-1184, 071-888-1184. Subhanallah, she embraced Islam, our sister Tali. How many people are crying, are so happy for you? And remember, 071-888-1184. And second one, 083-5786-035. 083-5786-035. Both phones are working. Both have WhatsApp. You just send me a WhatsApp message and say, AK, please furnish me with your sister's detail, your niece's detail, and we'll give it to you. If you want to choose another name, that's your prerogative, sister Tahira. But if you're asking me, then Tali with a T, but now finish Tali. Now we say Tahira. Allah Jalla Wala keep you steadfast, my sister. Don't worry of criticism and what this one is threatening you and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala accept you. Allah Ta'ala keep our iman steadfast. Barakallah Junaid Mota. Now we go for the new 6 o'clock with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter will be takbir for a few minutes, 5-6 minutes, and then we cross over to Avondale Musalla Eidka there in Durban, and run by our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and Company. And there, inshallah, the bayan will start at 6:15, and 6:35 will be the salat. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum.